April 27th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Every part of my redemption of souls had to do with a surrender to God's will, from my conception in my mother's womb to my crucifixion. These days, the desire to surrender to my Father's will is not in hearts. Therefore, this desire is not in the heart of the world. This is why sin is so popular and adherence to the commandments so compromised and under attack. When people try to make up their own rules and ignore God's will, moral degeneration is the result. This degeneration is the way cultures begin to crumble. Do not be surprised that controversy surrounds this mission of holy love, for the message itself is convicting evil and untruth. Evil forces unite most readily, for Satan does not oppose himself. Good forces are met with every sort of opposition from tongues to modern technology. This is why it is so important during these times to define good from evil and surrender to God's will, which is always aligned with good. Do not be deceived as Satan would have it. Many are convinced through his deceit that they are doing good by opposing holy love. This is such a deception. These people are actually opposing my commandments of love. Trust in my words to you today, which come clothed in love. Surrender with love to the truth of God's will for you, which is holy love. Be united in this truth. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 7 through 10. The synopsis, abuses, sin of the tongue, are a restless and deadly evil that cannot be tamed and considered as doing good. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind, but no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be so. A note is also given to read James chapter 4, verse 17. Whoever knows what is right to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.